What motivates your choices? Now, most of us want to avoid pain and feel pleasure. It's human nature to desire what feels good and avoid what feels bad. But what if you want what's bad for you and you don't want what's good for you? What would motivate you to say no to something you desire, or yes to something that doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun? It's not easy for me to make choices counter to human nature, but it helps when I commit to focus on what the Spirit desires. If you are a Spirit-filled believer, then you already have what you need to make tough choices. You actually don't need more willpower. You need greater focus. Because when you set your mind on God, when you allow the Spirit to govern your life, you will be rewarded with life and peace. Now, today I'm going to talk about why we want to focus on what the Spirit desires rather than the desires of the flesh. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. I invite you to subscribe and click the bell for notifications. Now, each week I read just a couple of verses out of the Bible, and then I pull this prize, this pearl, this wonderful thing that I turn into a declaration, and I invite you to believe and speak it with me in order to empower your tongue with truth. Now, the scripture that I want us to focus on this time is Romans chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. And I'm going to read it for you right now out of the New International Version. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Living according to the flesh means that your fallen, sinful human nature is what drives you, motivates you, guides your choices. Living in accordance with the Spirit means that you tap into God's indwelling presence, which fills the hearts and minds of all who believe in Jesus. And it means that you follow the promptings of the Spirit. Now, the declaration that I pulled from Romans 8, 5, and 6 is this: I commit to focus on what the Spirit desires. Now, I'm about to share the benefits of that focus, but first, will you declare that with me? I commit to focus on what the Spirit desires. Now, if you've been with me for a while, you know that I often say that our words have power. And I believe that this declaration, saying it out loud, will help us to stay focused in a world that is full of tempting distractions. I once heard that sinful desires promise us a reward up front, but we pay a price later. On the other hand, the desires of the Spirit cost us up front, but later we receive our reward. And I'll tell you what, a God-given reward is well worth any sacrifice. The results of our choices spelled out in Romans 8, 5, and 6 include a consequence that we can avoid and two rewards that we can expect to receive. First, let's get serious about the negative consequences of living according to the flesh. In a word, death. It leads to death. The first point that I want to make is word for word from the scriptures. The mind governed by the flesh is death. This language reminds me of Proverbs 18:21, which says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." Now, obviously, it's metaphorical. We can't literally kill people with our words, but words can hurt, and pain can lead to suffering, and deep suffering can lead to death. Just think of the suicides that have happened because of online bullying. Fleshly desires can also lead to death. Whether pride, greed, or lusting for power, evil desires never lead to a good end. While putting my thoughts together for this very episode, I got a call from someone who asked if I had heard that a man we both knew quite well many years ago had just been arrested for first-degree murder. The accused had become completely absorbed with fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and now he's sitting in a jail cell awaiting a trial that may send him to prison for murder. Those who set their mind on what the flesh desires set a trap for themselves. I don't want to get caught up in desires that will harm me or anyone else, which is why I commit to focus on what the Spirit desires. If you're with me, will you declare that aloud right now? I commit to focus on what the Spirit desires. Romans 8, 5, and 6 not only reveals the consequence of setting our minds on wrong desires, it also communicates the rewards of desiring what the Holy Spirit desires. The mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. When we let the Spirit guard our motivations and guide our decisions, we reap a harvest of life and peace. I can't help but think of the fruit of the Spirit that's promised to those of us who are saved by grace, walking in faith, and filled with the Holy Spirit. They're listed in the book of Galatians in the New Testament in chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and there are 9 of them: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Having an abundance of those qualities sounds like life to me. Those who set their minds on what the Spirit desires set themselves up for abundant life. Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." When you and I commit to focus on what the Spirit desires, we will enjoy life to the full. Now, we might have to make some sacrifices up front, but the eternal rewards far outweigh any temporary pleasures that this world can offer. Making choices counter to our human nature isn't easy, but God has promised that we can do all things through Christ, who gives us strength. So let's ask Him for the strength that we need. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, You are such a good and powerful and loving God. I thank You, Father, that You are the perfect combination of mercy and justice, of goodness and kindness. And Lord, You know right from wrong. Lord, I pray that we would have the desires that the Spirit desires. Father, help us say no to things that will lead us to death or pain and suffering. Lord, help us say yes, even if it's hard, Lord, to the things that will benefit us in the future or even today. Lord God, to make that difficult phone call or to resist that tempting dessert. God, I pray that You would guide our choices, that we would lean in and listen to You. You have promised to lead us into all truth. And Lord God, You said through Your Son, Jesus Christ, that we could have life to the full. Yes, there is a thief that comes to kill us and rob us and destroy everything good. But Jesus came so that we could have abundant life. Lord, continue to fill us with Your truth, sanctify us by Your truth, and lead us into all truth. It is our desire, Lord, to set our minds on what pleases You. Lord, give us the desires of Your heart. Make them our own. And we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today for Believe and Speak. I hope that you'll click that thumbs up. It helps me out a lot, even if it's just an encouragement to me to see that you like what you're watching. Also, please subscribe and click the bell for notifications, and also share. Maybe someone needs to know how important it is to adjust their focus. So much more important than trying through our own willpower just to rely on the Spirit. He is so good. So again, share this message because your tongue has power. Use it for good.